In the United States, the census data tells us that approximately 1 in 10 children in the United States are living in a home with a grandparent, and this translates to approximately 7.8 million children. Of those kids, about 2.5 million or 3% of all children in the U.S. have grandparents or other relatives as their primary caregiver and no other parents living in the home.
So what do we know about these families? Why has there been a spike in skip generation families in recent years?
What we're seeing now in the United States are challenges and stressors facing families that result in grandparents needing to step in and help out grandchildren whose parents can't otherwise take care of them. So one of the big things that's received a lot of attention is substance use, and particularly the opioid epidemic, and how that is resulting in more children needing to enter the foster care system and grandparents coming in to raise those children either through the foster care system or on their own informally. So that's one of the big reasons, but there are other things as well. Parents who have mental health issues, unemployment can be an issue as well, and just the kinds of challenges that families face, incarceration, military deployment, there's really a whole host of reasons.
So let's talk a little bit about this formal and informal grandparents raising grandchildren arrangement. What makes that distinction and why is it important?
Sure. So for grandchildren who are being raised by grandparents informally, what that means is that the grandparent may not be part of the child welfare system or what people often refer to as the foster care system. They may or may not have legal custody or guardianship of that child. Where that becomes an issue is in some states, if you don't have custody or guardianship of the child that you're raising, it's difficult to obtain medical care for them, or it can be difficult to enroll them in school.
How difficult is it for a grandparent to gain formal custody of a child?
So there are several factors that impact the level of difficulty that a grandparent may have in obtaining legal guardianship or custody of a grandchild. Certainly some of it may be financial resources. Pursuing guardianship or custody costs money, requires having an attorney, and for some grandparents, that's really just beyond their means. In other cases, grandparents may be hesitant to pursue custody or guardianship out of fear of maybe bringing their child's issues to the attention of authorities. They may be fearful that their child may be removed from their home, and sometimes they want to avoid conflict. And one of the things I know from my research is that many grandparents are hopeful that the parent will someday be able to return to caring for that child, and so they kind of want to hold off, if you will, in hopes that the parent will be able to resume a parenting role.
How does raising a grandchild impact a grandparent's life?
Raising a grandchild impacts a grandparent's life really in just about every way that you can imagine. For many grandparents, bringing a child into their home has a huge impact on them financially. They may be retired, living on a fixed income, and now all of a sudden they need to pay for clothes and after school activities. And so there's a huge financial impact on grandparents. And we hear stories a lot of grandparents using their retirement savings and other things just to try to make ends meet financially. So there's a big impact in that way. And then the other real big one is parenting. Many grandparents are raising grandchildren who have been exposed to trauma through abuse and neglect, or they may have developmental difficulties perhaps as a result of a parent who abused substances while that child was in utero. And so sometimes grandparents are raising grandchildren who have a variety of special needs, and that can make parenting more challenging. And so grandparents need a lot of support when it comes to how to parent children, particularly when they have a variety of special needs. What we see from the research is that raising grandchildren can have a negative impact on grandparents' mental health. We see higher rates of depression amongst grandparents raising grandchildren in comparison to other populations. But we also see some negative impacts on their health as well. Some grandparents report failing to seek out preventive health services or take care of themselves simply because they're prioritizing their grandchildren. And so there are some concerns about the impact on grandparents that come along with raising grandchildren.
Are there any benefits to grandparents to raising grandchildren?
Absolutely. Grandparents, you know, when they talk about the stressors they experience, what always comes in the next breath is how they would never make a different choice. For many grandparents, raising their grandchildren is very rewarding. It's very meaningful. They know that they're making a contribution to their child's life. I mean, giving that grandchild a chance that they may not have otherwise. They also report how rewarding it is to know that they're providing that grandchild with a sense of stability and safety that they might not have if they were living with their parents. So despite the challenges, many grandparents are highly resilient and really find the experience of raising their grandchildren to be very rewarding.
So we've been talking fairly extensively about the impact on grandparents themselves. What impact does this arrangement have on the kids?
So, excuse me. So for grandchildren, for many grandchildren, one of the issues is trying to come to terms with and understand what's happening in their families. So I've had the opportunity and privilege to interview a number of adolescents being raised by grandparents over the years, and a lot of them will talk about feeling confused, feeling angry about what's happened in their family, but at the same time feeling very grateful and very thankful for the fact that their grandparents have taken them into their homes and are willing to raise them. We know that when kids can't live with their parents, the research suggests very clearly that the best place for them to be is with relatives, because it provides them with continuity of those family relationships, for example, with siblings and extended family members. They can stay in their communities. There's that sense of stability that comes with a familiarity. And so having, you know, being able to live with that grandparent can be very beneficial for those grandchildren in terms of their long-term well-being.